This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Government airstrikes and artillery fire in Syria's last rebel enclave have killed at least 8 people, many of them children, and destroyed a civil defense center and a water station. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Men running for their lives as shelling strikes an area in southern Idlib. One white helmet first responder, also known as the Syria Civil Defense, tells everyone to get out of their homes and flee as the shelling continues. The shelling has been concentrated in southern Idlib province. Many homes were transformed into rubble as overnight shelling hit the home of Supi El Ersi, a health center administrator, killing him, his wife, and 3 of his children in their sleep. Shelling also struck the home of a volunteer for the White Helmets, killing his 2 children. In a nearby village, another child was killed and several others from the same family were wounded, according to the White Helmets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was followed by airstrikes by suspected Russian warplanes that hit areas west of Idlib city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday to call for a tougher government response to a wave of jihadist attacks that has destabilized the West African country in recent years. Some traveled hundreds of kilometers to attend the opposition-led demonstration in Ouagadougou, where protesters waved the red and green Burkinabe flag and blew whistles. Groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, originally based in neighboring Mali, have embedded themselves across the north and east of the country, launching regular attacks on civilians, including one in June that killed more than 130 people. Pressure has increased on President Roch Kabore to take control and end a humanitarian crisis in which violence has displaced more than 1 million people. This is VOA News. Officials in Miami-Dade County have told family members of people missing in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building that rescue workers plan to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said at a morning news conference 2 more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24.
As we continue to search through the night, our teams recover 2 additional victims.
The number of people who remain unaccounted for in the collapse is 124. Worries have intensified over the past week that the damaged structure could come tumbling down on its own. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to tropical storm force as it raced toward Haiti and the Dominican Republic Saturday, but it still threatened to unleash flooding and landslides before taking aim at Cuba and Florida. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Lotto says that Elsa is expected to bring heavy rains to Florida.
Middle day Monday all the way till Tuesday afternoon, it's basically would be moving up the length of the Florida Peninsula. So it might be a day or so where we're receiving some heavy rain across portions of the peninsula.
The storm had maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers per hour. It had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday, but weakened during its approach to Hispaniola and Cuba, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. A Vatican judge on Saturday ordered 10 people, including Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu, to stand trial for alleged financial crimes, including embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Pope Francis fired Becciu last year, who has maintained his innocence during a 2-year investigation. He has become the highest-ranking Vatican-based church official to be indicted for alleged financial crimes. As per church law, the Pope personally approved the judge's decision to investigate and indict Becciu. The charges against him include embezzlement and abuse of office. Italian brokers Gianluigi Torsi and Raffaele Mincione were indicted on charges of embezzlement, fraud and money laundering. Torsi, for whom Italian magistrates issued an arrest warrant in April, was also charged with extortion. Both have denied wrongdoing.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.